Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. We know that young people, especially young girls of color, continue to struggle with mental health issues even 6 years after the pandemic. Access to services and support is spotty, and many tweens and teens feel isolated and unseen. My guest today, 15-year-old Mila, understood this struggle and wanted to help girls in her community to access resources. She started MH Boxes, which delivers care packages made by Black girls for Black girls, packed with journals, fidgets, affirmations, and other tools to support them through tough days. These boxes are small reminders that each girl who receives one matters, that she is worthy, and that she belongs. Welcome back, everyone. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Mila. She is going to tell us all about this incredible work she does with mental health boxes. Hey, Mila, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, it's a pleasure. Why don't we start off with a little bit more about you, how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, all that good stuff, what grade you're in, and then tell us the whole story. Tell us everything about mental health boxes, how this got started for you, what is the journey been, what was the spark? Tell us everything.
Okay, so my name is Mila. I'm 14 years old. I'm in ninth grade and I go to Thomas Dale. And so about MH Boxes. So MH Boxes is a nonprofit I founded to support girls like me who are struggling with their mental health. We provide care packages filled with wellness items, journals, affirmations, and resources, as well as workshops and safe spaces where girls can feel seen and supported. I started MH Boxes because of my own experiences and what I was seeing around me, and there weren't enough spaces that felt relatable or culturally affirming. I wanted to create something tangible that could meet girls where they are and remind them that they are not alone. And since launching in January of 2024, we've delivered over 2,600 boxes to girls in 8 states nationwide. What started as a simple idea has grown into a movement with partnerships, workshops, and youth leadership programs that are all centered on mental health, healing, and empowerment.
Wow. Well, that is amazing. 2,000 boxes. That's incredible. Okay. I love all of this. It's incredible. So tell me a little bit more exactly what is in the box.
So in our boxes, we have a whole bunch of different items. Most of the main items, we have a journal. Obviously, with the journal comes a pen. We have a whole bunch of fidgets in there. We have like a stress ball that's in there. We also have like we have our resources in there. Yeah, it's mostly just a whole bunch of fidgets. We have journal, sleep mask, stress ball.
And for anyone who doesn't know, a fidget is one of these little things that you kind of manipulate with your fingers if you're anxious, right? That's awesome. And so if someone is listening and they live in Alaska, how do they reach out to you to get a box? How does that happen?
So I'm not gonna lie, right now we don't have like too much funding to be able to like go super far. Mostly the states that we've been to are ones that we visited or have people out there, like partnerships out in the state that are with us who like we can bring the boxes to. But once we like are able to get more funding and more money to be able to ship out the boxes, we have it on our website.
Amazing. That would be really great. And I think you would be a wonderful candidate for anybody to give a grant to, right? I think mental health is such an important issue. We know that there's a real crisis with youth mental health, especially after the pandemic. And here you are, a young person trying to help other young people. I think a lot of people would be really happy to give you money to do that. And maybe even some for-profit organizations might donate some of the things, right? Like the journals or the pens or all of that good stuff. Like this could really grow and be really special. It's just amazing. So take us back a little bit. Like, I know you said you didn't really see a lot of these types of resources around, but what were you feeling? Was this like sort of part of the pandemic for you? I know you were pretty young when the pandemic hit, but is that kind of what you were seeing? Kind of loneliness and isolation and all of that stuff?
Yeah, I think part of the like reason that I was having such troubles was because like I was isolated for a long time, and I just, you know, found myself not having very much friends in person. And just, you know, when you're trapped in the house and you don't see people for a year, over a year, depending if you went back to school or not, it like takes a tank on you, and you don't see people, you lose a lot of social experiences. And yeah, I think that part of it was definitely because of the pandemic. I didn't feel like I had enough support because, you know, it was very hard to get support when you couldn't leave your house.
Right. No, absolutely. And do you also feel like this is a particular thing, you know, I've noticed on your materials and stuff, you know, is this for young girls of color in particular? Do you feel like that's a real issue in your community, that maybe young people don't reach out for help, or they're not able to access help? Like, what are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, it's mostly for Black girls, because I'm mixed, and I've always grew up around my dad's side of the family mostly, though. And just like a lot of Black girls or girls of color in general don't get as much support or help as just a white girl, if we're being realistic. And so, yeah, I mean, I obviously want to have my boxes to help everybody, obviously, because I want everybody to feel comfortable with their mental health. But I do think that we go predominantly for girls of color.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so important and so special. And also just to be able to connect with people who have the same lived experiences as you, you know what I mean? So beyond the boxes, are there other resources on your website? Do you provide articles or ways to connect with other people or professionals, psychiatry professionals or whatever? Like, what else do you see as part of this work?
So in our boxes, we have resource sheets because we're not like a helpline. So we have a whole bunch of different resources, things to call, people to talk to, where to, you know, just find people in the area that you can call, talk to if something's wrong. We have a whole bunch of helplines on there. And yeah, that's what we support. Yeah, we just have that there because unfortunately we're not a helpline.
No, of course. And you don't want to give any advice to anybody, right? You want everybody to, but you want people to be able to access help if they need it, right? So
yeah,
that's so,
course.
So important. And people, I mean, a lot of times young people don't know who to ask. They have no one to speak to in their family. Maybe they don't want to admit a problem to their own family. They don't have a trusted adult in their school, right? Like maybe one of these helplines that they find in your box gives them at least somebody to call who can point them to someone else who can help them in their community. I think it's just really special. Where do you see this kind of going? Do you hope, like, if the funding happens, you'll be able to spread this out and get them out to anybody who needs one?
Yeah, I always have, like, said once we get more funding, that I hope to go worldwide, because I don't just want this to be based in Virginia, because there's so many other girls and so many other states are even part of the world that need help just as much as these girls in Virginia do. So I hope that one day we'll get enough funding and be able to ship this out at least, you know, in the country.
Yeah, no, that would be amazing. And when you were setting all of this up, did you have any surprises or any challenges that you faced in doing this work? And you were like, and I know you've had some help from, you know, family members and things like that. But was there anything about the process that kind of surprised you, or any obstacles that you faced?
To be honest, it's the biggest obstacle we face with this is definitely the funding, like being a smaller youth-led nonprofit, there's not a lot of funding that we get. I mean, obviously we do get funding, which I'm very appreciative of, but we always could use more funding because, you know, without that, we have to go into our own pockets. So we always appreciate a lot of funding. But other than that, it's been pretty good. I'm happy. It's, you know, it makes me happy to be able to do this to help other girls. And there hasn't really been any other obstacles. I have a very big supportive family that helps me when I need it. And yeah, the only obstacle is really funding, honestly.
Sure. Because you're providing an actual thing, right? You're not, it's not virtual or whatever. Like you have to buy the stuff to make the box and then send the box. So it's like a, you know, there's definitely a need for either sponsorship or funding and that sort of stuff. Have you ever heard from anyone who got a box, like the feedback and someone reaching out to tell you how it impacted them? Have you connected with anybody who was a recipient of one of the boxes?
So on our website, like in our boxes, we have a QR code to leave a review. And we have had some girls leave reviews. I mean, obviously, like when you open the box, that's not the first thing you're going to look at. But for the girls who do it, I always get positive feedback. We always take recommendations, things that, you know, girls might want in the boxes that will help them a little bit more. Because, you know, if it helps one girl, you know, it could help a whole bunch of other girls too. So we're always open to taking feedback and what we think should be in the box. And yeah, most of the reviews that I've gotten or feedback that I've gotten have been really good. Girls have been saying that it helps them a lot. So yeah, I've really only gotten good feedback.
It's amazing. And you know, the journal being in there is such a powerful thing. I think that, you know, we've learned now that writing down your thoughts, even if you can't say them out loud to someone else, is so valuable and so important. So writing a poem or just writing some random thoughts or telling a story or writing some music, writing a song, you know, those things are really, that's how your brain processes things and works things out. So journaling is a super, super powerful tool. And hopefully people get into the habit through the journal that they receive from you in the MH box. And then they go on to just get a new fresh one after they filled that one up and keep doing this forever. And that is really, really going to help their mental health. Well, Mila, thank you so much for sharing this with us. It's really beautiful. Can you tell everybody where they can learn more, follow you on social media, maybe donate?
Yes. Okay. So the first place you can find us is at our website, mhboxes.org. And to help and support us, we do take a lot of donations or even partnerships and just helping us spread the word about this in general. You can also follow us on social medias. Instagram is mostly where we are most active. mhboxes, just mhboxes.
Amazing. Mila, thank you so much. This is so wonderful. And I can't wait to share it with my audience. Thank you for doing this. I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Of course. And thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.